This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Meet you in the garden, a very lush garden at the moment. The weeds are doing extremely well, but the flowers are absolutely magnificent. Just walking around the gardens of Brunswick even, it's just gorgeous. So hopefully your garden's doing well. And if you're a renter, there's particular challenges because obviously you've got to pull up stakes literally and move when you need to. And it's not really all yours either. You're just renting it after all. Now, one of your best friends in the rental garden is the, or any garden actually, is the plastic pot. Now, that's the usual thing. We get a plant in, put it in the ground, and then chuck the pot away. No way. Whenever you see one, grab it, regardless of size. No comment. Grab it. These little suckers are useful in the garden for a whole host of things. You often see them just hanging around on footpaths and rubbish bins sometimes. Grab them. And have a look at your garden centre too. The really big ones, size is important sometimes, the really big ones are perfect for miniature fruit trees, which is the renter's dream here, and can be pretty cheap. But they can look really ordinary. So I've got a couple of answers for that one. Now, the thing with plastic pots is that they're enormously versatile, and the bulk of them end up in landfill, so hang on to them. Let's recycle them. You'd be amazed what you can use them. We can use them for storage, we can move soil, many worm farms to get them going, sounds good, raising seeds, striking cuttings. You can even make scarecrows with them, sort of join together with ropes and just have a bit of fun with them. It's really good stuff. The list is endless, up to your imagination there. Plastic pots can be painted with non-toxic acrylic based paints, of course, and you'll find there's a totally rewarding and gardening enhancing project. They can look fantastic. So head down to the hardware store, grab a stash of mist tints. You can paint them with these are the colours often in the hardware store that they've mixed up, and someone says, "Oh no, that's not what I want." So like, what do they do with it? Like, yeah, sell it cheaply to you, of course, and they can get sample pots. They're pretty good too and cheap. And paint them, paint these little pots and hook them up. And even if you just paint them for the garden and so on. So you can borrow a glue gun and draw some designs on the pot before painting, and they look amazing. Give your boring old plastic pots some real life, the little smiley bits and whatever you like. The other thing you can do with plastic pots is disguise them. Now, this can be done. One gardener, I was doing some research, and said that they had 8 large plastic pots growing miniature fruit trees, and they're renting. And they look great. So if you get the big plastic pots and place your plants in the appropriate space in the backyard, grab some wide plastic trellis mesh and a couple of stakes and a bale of pea straw. Now, you can do it with coconut fibre as well. Wrap the mesh around the pot, leaving about an inch gap between the pot and the mesh. You can do it a bit bigger if you like. Attach the stakes to the mesh and hammer them in. Then simply chop off any excess mesh width. So you've surrounded the pot with the very loose, very open plastic mesh and join it together. So it's got a big circle around the pot. Then what you do is you stuff the pea straw down the side between the pot and the mesh and also above the surface of the plant itself. And so what you've done by doing that is created a cool environment for the pot. Now, these plastic pots often get quite hot, especially in summertime. So you've cooled the whole thing down. You've got some water storage there. You've got some mulch. It's a fantastic little idea, this one. So the result is a really rustic looking but permanent appearing pot disguise. So for about $10 a pot, including the pot, you've done it really cheap there. And it just looks great. It looks fantastic. Now, if you can track them down, polystyrene fruit boxes are great in the garden. These often go to waste and refill as well. And all you need to do is grab a couple of these and pencil size. I'll just jab your biro through the bottom up, and that's the drainage thing. You're away. They can be painted, and they look top-notch for the garden or a garden edge. You can get the smaller ones for a garden edge or round, or entertaining or sitting areas for the larger ones. And if they're deep enough, you can grow a whole host of perennials, annuals, edibles, veggies, and so on. Why not give it a go? Sounds good. They also make excellent worm farms and potato pits or storage boxes for the shed. So polystyrene boxes, they're also very useful. Have a look at the local fruit shop or market, and generally they just toss them out, so grab them. Got a few more ideas on raising seedlings and seeds next week in the rental garden, so stick around for that one. And that's next Tuesday morning on What's Going On In My Garden. You're with the Gaz Man.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.